Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful.
Senators, final game of the regular season tonight, and Wiggy says you want to lose this one, yep. So you have a better chance of getting the Maple Leafs in round one.
That's what everybody wants.
We will talk about that this morning. Curtis said the Red Sox never lose on Patriots Day, and they lost on Patriots Day. Yep. And we will talk about that on this show this morning. And it's a two for Tuesday, which means that you can win Red Sox tickets every single hour, two of them, and we'll give the first pair away at 8:30 and then the second pair at 9:30 on this morning's show. But right now, back to a reasonably hungover Courtney and the rest of today's news.
Thank you.
You're doing well, by the way.
Thank you.
You've rallied very well this
morning.
Thank you.
It's really not so much a hangover because I went to sleep at a decent hour. It's just more so I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Well, it takes a lot out of you talking to everybody, and
it was a marathon.
It was a marathon for you. Teeny time start. Yep. What time did teeny time begin yesterday?
Probably 2.
Okay, all right, that's not that bad. Yeah,
it's pretty bad. It's a martini.
Can I ask one last question? Because I'm fascinated. Why doesn't a medium talk to someone to let us know if there's heaven or hell?
It's a medium, and
what did I say?
Median.
Medium, okay. Why doesn't a medium tell us if there's heaven or hell?
Because they're just talking. I guess they're
well,
just.
Where are they living? I mean, if they're dead, how's heaven? How's hell?
The spirits aren't in heaven or hell, Curtis. Yeah. They are in the basically in between.
If you missed this, began this morning because Courtney brought up going to see a medium.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy apparently believes that a medium can connect you with the spirit world.
I've had it done before.
They connected you with your father.
Yeah, I was very skeptic. And my father, my cousin, you know, that I hardly ever talk about, mm-hmm. you know, and the fact that they knew who she was.
Maybe a medium could connect us with O.J. Simpson.
I bet they could.
Find out whether O.J. did it or not.
Yeah, I bet they could.
Sorry, back to the news.
The gun supervisor from the Rust movie, armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed, has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for the death of Hyena Hutchins after live ammunition was used on set. We can hear the courtroom audio of Judge Mary Marlowe Summer.
I find that what you did constitutes a serious violent offense. It was committed in a physically violent manner, a fatal gunshot, done with your recklessness in the face of knowledge that your acts were reasonably likely to result in serious harm. You were the armorer, the one that stood between a safe weapon and a weapon that could kill someone. You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon. But for you, Ms. Hutchins would be alive, a husband would have his partner, and a little boy would have his mother.
What wow. about the guy who actually pulled the trigger?
18 months. But if he didn't know that it was...
Alec Baldwin, right. Nothing happens to
no,
him?
No, not if he doesn't know that there's a live round in there. Yeah. It's really about the person who puts the live round. And that's all... He or... Was it a she?
It's a she.
Yeah.
That's all she got was 18 months. Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
A pickup truck slammed into a house in Brockton yesterday afternoon. Luckily, no one inside of the house was injured. The exact cause for the accident is still under investigation, but we have a little bit of audio from this.
The first thing that went to my mind is everybody okay? You know, I just want to shake every one of them hand to tell them how much we appreciate them and we love them and we thank them for what they're doing for the community.
So that was Balaha Elosili, whose parents owned the house. Sorry.
All right.
You jinxed me. The world's oldest conjoined twins have died together at the age of 62 in Pennsylvania. So Lori and George Chappell were conjoined at the forehead. And the two shared vital blood vessels and 30% of their brains. George had a career as a country singer and had many performances throughout the United States. And Lori,
did she enjoy country music?
Well, she must have.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe not.
What a nightmare that would be. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, imagine if Wiggy was conjoined with a country singer. So George, so he was a country singer. I'm looking. I see them now on the Twitch feed.
Yep.
You can watch the show on Twitch every day, and thank you if you do. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI, or you can watch on YouTube. And so he was a country singer. What did she do?
She was a bowler.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Trophy-winning bowler.
All right.
They lived independently in a two-bedroom apartment in Pennsylvania. They each had their own bedroom. They alternated nights. How did they to explain.
Okay.
All right. They alternated nights spent in each one.
Oh,
so
okay.
She had a bedroom that she decorated. He had a bedroom that he decorated.
Fascinating.
They
Yeah. You're reeling from this because you didn't realize that you could have male and female conjoined twins.
Okay, so I did a little bit more research there. George identified as a male since 2007. So,
I see. Okay.
Yes.
But they had their own bodies. They were just connected at, like, the forehead, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
And they were going in different directions. So that's very difficult for the one who's a bowler to make sure that the one not a bowler is backpedaling as they're coming down the lane. That is
probably like the so, So he would have to walk backward when she was bowling forward.
Right. It's easy to be a country singer because he could just sit up there and she could sing.
Right.
But imagine having to be
Did
able
she
to...
sing background vocals on any of his country songs?
Oh.
I don't know. She could have
We should try
some...
to find some vocals, some songs.
Yeah.
But the fact that she was a very good bowler, that's pretty impressive.
Really impressive.
But 62 years.
Yeah.
They had six siblings.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Tax day is here. Experts saying don't get tax advice from TikTok. This comes.
Why?
People have to advise others not to get their tax advice on TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, there's been a few issues when it comes to your pets and what TikTokers say you can and cannot claim.
Uh-huh.
And also, they're not business expenses.
Right.
Pets.
Your pets are not. Right. Your pet is not a business
expense. Yep.
It's also not a dependent.
Correct.
Like a child is a dependent. Some people think their dogs are their child.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, you can't deduct the way you would for a child.
I do think that if you have a pet, you should be able to claim them as a dependent.
Well, you do?
They're expensive.
A good CPA might be able to get your pet as a business expense. Reason why? Because nowadays, think about how many animals you have as emotional support dogs.
Yeah, you could do. I think what they're saying is you could do anything until they audit you, and then it might be an issue. But
you could be like, well, in order for me to go to work, I need an emotional support animal. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I have to write off my animal because if I don't have this animal, I can't go to work.
Anybody on TikTok, Shime, combining cooking videos with text tips? Like, I feel like that would be a spot for you. A space.
That would
like you
be.
Could make something and then give people tax advice while you're cooking.
I think
cooking.
That's really smart, Greg.
You could do like your one pot chicken and then add in some tax tips.
Here, first I'm gonna make some cookies and here's how not to leave cookies in your browser when you're doing your taxes.
All right, do we have any of the advice or anything?
We do. Here's Brad Messner from the National Association of Tax Professionals on WXIA TV.
When you submit that return or when you sign that return, you are ultimately responsible for it. And if anything comes into question, just the response of, oh, well, I saw that on TikTok is not really a valid response in the terms of an audit.
Yeah, that is true.
Because don't you have a lot of anxiety you deal with for work and you take medication for that?
It's not just work. It's just my brain chemistry. But right. Yeah.
I mean, you could use it as work and you could write off your medication.
Okay.
Why not your pet?
All right. Well, I think today is the day you got to have everything in here in Massachusetts. You get an extra day because of Patriots Day.
Yep.
So. Mm-hmm. All right.
We have dumbest of the day.
Okay.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
My email, for some reason. Hold
What's
on
the matter?
One second. My email is not opening on my phone, so I don't have the description right in front of me.
Oh, well, Courtney could.
I'm sorry, maybe Courtney.
Courtney could do it for
you. Yeah, I can do it. A guy in Canada is being harassed by someone who keeps sending him pizza. If I'm going to get harassed... This is a nice way to get harassed.
Yeah. How is that harassment?
Well,
like sends him a lot of pizza every day?
Yes. The pizzas keep coming to his home and to his work.
Okay.
So that's a bit bothersome.
What kind of pizza?
All different kinds.
Okay.
About $1,000 worth so far.
Yeah, I'd be okay as long as it wasn't Hawaiian pizza, which nobody should ever eat or serve.
Gross.
Pineapple on pizza does not belong.
No,
never anywhere.
My question is also, is it prepaid? Is it showing up paid on a credit card already? Or is this person having to pay?
Great question.
Seems like the guy's paying for it.
Yeah. Well, we can hear from the victim, Justin Rabicki, on CTV News.
So I checked my emails and it had an order that I never ordered. So then we told him that it wasn't me that ordered the pizzas. So that's when we called the head office of Pizza 73 and told him that anyone with the name Justin Rabicki canceled the orders. I never dated anyone, so it's not that. I hope karma gets you someday and delivers pizza to your house.
But wouldn't that kind of be like... endearing.
I mean, it's not a bad thing. I mean, I guess it's a pain in the ass because they come and knock on the door every day.
But it's free pizza.
But it's free pizza.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, you're literally just getting free food.
It's like free chicken.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to get it delivered, I mean, and then I guess what? If it is Hawaiian pizza and you don't eat it, you could probably find somebody at work that does like it.
It doesn't seem like, of all things that could be delivered that you didn't ask for, it doesn't seem like it's the worst one.
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're
that
very welcome.
Is the news. It's a 2 for Tuesday, and that means you can win a pair of Red Sox tickets every single hour all day today. We will give the first pair away coming up at 8:30 right now. Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox got crushed by the Guardians to start their series yesterday. 6-0, the final. Cutter Crawford got the start. He went 5 2/3. He gave up 0 runs on 2 hits while striking out 6. The game was scoreless till the 7th, the same inning that a scary collision happened between Rafael Devers and Tyler O'Neill. When the two went to grab a pop-up for the final out at the top of the inning, O'Neill had to leave the game, and it is in concussion protocol. When you watch the actual video, Rafael looks like he gets... it hurt maybe even more than Tyler, so I was surprised
The guy's a brick wall that he's colliding with. I mean, the man is yoked.
All right, well, we can hear the audio of this all going on from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Got it all. There's a pop-up left side. That goes the shortstop, third baseman, left fielder, and the catch is made. There's a collision.
Oh, boy.
And Tyler O'Neill seems to be hurt. Mm. And also down is Rafaela. They're both on the ground now. Tyler O'Neill's in a seated position. And Rafaela's still facing down.
O'Neill, I think, took a hit in the head.
And they want right away. They're calling for trainers and towels.
Yeah, I think he's bleeding. I think, he's bleeding from the forehead, it looks like.
It's so tough. With the it's Rafi. Rafi hit his head. It's Rafi and O'Neill. That's a major collision between those two.
Mm.
really scary.
Anybody lose any chiclets? Because it seems like there's these white things flying around. They look like they could be teeth.
I think it's gum.
I think that's a mouth guard. I don't think that's a tooth flying out.
I don't know. That's what it looks like.
I think it's his nose piece, Wiggy.
He has
like one of those bands on his nose. That's what it looks like.
Okay. O'Neal's lucky he didn't break his nose. Yeah. He goes right into that. And you deserve a car that thrills you. Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop local Nissan store today and NissanUSA.com. Another one with the Guardians tonight at Fenway, 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Bruins fell to the Capitals 2-0. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 23 saves in the loss. They end the season tonight with the Senators in town. Puck drop at 7. Two Celtics players will be reportedly playing in the Olympics this summer. Jason Tatum and Drew Holiday will be on Team USA's 12-man roster for the Paris Games. And no surprise here, Caitlin Clark went number one overall to the Indiana Fever in the WNBA draft last night. And all-natural chicken is full of flavor, and right now it's on sale. Today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market, get value pack all-natural boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 50 degrees, sunny skies, gorgeous day today, afternoon high 66.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I think it was really important that we had a game like tonight, you know, this late in the season. That's what we're going to see on Saturday, and we have to match that intensity, and we didn't get it done tonight. So we'll go to the drawing board and do it again tomorrow night.
Drift wherever the wind blows, and mine's full of receipts.
Me Swayman says it's back to the drawing board. At the end of the regular season. Anybody alarmed by that? I know Wiggy's not.
I have no faith in this Bruins team whatsoever. I think Montgomery might be coaching his last series.
Curtis, why do you say that?
I just find him to be so going where the wind blows. I don't see him as a – I think he's tried this year to be more like Cassidy after the conclusion of last season in the first round, after the best season in the history of the franchise. And – from Don Sweeney on down, where you're trying to get rid of Linus at the deadline to add in other parts of your roster, we're now a week away, not even days away from the start of the playoffs. Do we have any idea what they're doing in net? Who's starting game one? Who's starting game two?
No.
Is that, I mean, if this is Major League Baseball, different, obviously. However, if you don't know who your ace is at the start of a series, you're probably not going to win it. And I don't know.
Do you have any doubt now that Swayman lost that game yesterday that he may not be the right pick?
I mean, I have no idea. I would go with Swayman because he's the long-term answer, but you could get me to if you could make a good argument, Courtney, or anybody else, that if Linus starts and you go on a deep run, then that value in a trade for him would be dramatically higher than trading him after sitting on the bench. So I understand both. I'm by no means a hockey expert, despite what Dale says.
Yeah, that loss last night's not going to be the decision maker on whether Swayman starts or not.
But he's had a few bad losses recently.
But like last night wasn't a bad loss. He allowed one goal. The Bruins just couldn't score. Like that's all on the offensive skaters.
Well,
they couldn't score.
Bigger, isn't that, in your mind, Chime, the bigger issue going into this?
1,000%.
Is the lack of production when it comes to goal scoring.
It is.
And it's, I don't know, Mike Milbury might disagree because he sort of disagreed on Thursday on this show, but it's been I don't know. Has it been a month that they've struggled when it comes to that?
Just about. And, like, the defense, we had concerns about the defense early on. Mm-hmm. They have since leveled out. Hampus Lindholm seems to be a little bit more back to normal. He doesn't look nearly as porous as he did earlier in the season. The goaltending has been elite for 95% of the year. And the offense, outside of the David Pastrnak lines or when he's on the ice, the offense is, like, as cold as it gets sometimes. It is bad, like, outside of that pasta. It feels like those times on the Bruins teams where they had the perfection line, and that right. line was really good, but after that, what did you have?
They're flat. Like, and this doesn't bother Wiggy when it comes to the Celtics at all.
No.
In the regular season, because he says, well, Celtics, they know they're the one seed, and yep. they got home court.
Because so we haven't had questions all year long with the Celtics. We've had questions all year long with the Bruins. And you have two elite goalies, and you're struggling with your offensive production. I wonder how you could have fixed that problem. Maybe trade one of those goalies, Linus, that we all thought, for some type of offensive.
Well, you couldn't trade him theoretically because he had the choice of where he was going
to
go.
Well, so trade him someplace where he'd want to go.
Yeah,
you know, but maybe
where he wanted to go wouldn't take him.
Well, I
get clearly
it.
They tried, Wiggy.
I get it, but I just think now that you're looking at it, okay. So if here is your offensive production, then you're gonna have to ride the goalie or the goalies.
Okay, but is it surprising in hindsight that your production is the issue when you lose Bergeron and Krejci? Like, I mean, and you don't really, you were unable to really replace that from a goal scoring perspective.
I would be under the impression, even if Bergeron and Krejci were on this team, the offense would still be struggling. Like, I don't think that those two guys would necessarily be the difference in this offense. They need another legitimate scorer. Like, outside of David somebody outside of David Pastrnak, who, when you step on the ice, mm-hmm. every single time is a threat to score. They just don't have that.
Isn't that Marchand?
You'd it think, hasn't been but he has lately. Not been like right. that.
I know he's struggled,
but I love the way the guy plays. I love the he is aggressive but he struggled. I mean, it took him 10 games.
Right.
He was hanging there 10 games trying to get to 400. I mean, I it's been a struggle for him.
Like, Coyle has stepped in and given you 75-80% of what Patrice Bergeron gave you. Mm-hmm. So that to me was never the issue. It's simply the offense. They just can't
Coyle
score.
Coyle and Zaka both have been really good lately.
Exactly.
On that, so.
And the good news is Coyle's family's local, so they can watch all the games.
This is Phil from New Hampshire. Hello, Phil.
Good morning.
What's up?
Coyle and Zaka have outscored Bergeron and Krejci from last year. Jim Montgomery has gotten more out of these players than anyone could have possibly imagined. This is an incomplete roster. This roster is flawed, and this man has gotten this team to play above and beyond any expectation, even the most optimistic. Calling for his head is kind of I'm set back by that.
I believe we were doing this show at the Beachcomber 2 years ago, and the Bruins had led the NHL in points for a 6-year stretch or so, and Bruce Cassidy got fired because they were not advancing to the place they should be in the postseason. If in consecutive years after Cassidy leaves, you get axed in the first round as the favorite, last year as the massive favorite, then there's absolutely a chance that happens. Don't take my word. Take Razor, who was telling me the other day off the air, that they have to start one goalie, and if they don't get out of the first round, Monty's job's definitely in jeopardy.
Razor said that.
Yes.
Huh. I believe Cassidy got fired because the whole locker room turned on him. That was really a little bit more important than whatever underachieving may have happened. I really, truly believe if we did our rotation last year instead of playing Linus, who was kind of hurt and shouldn't have been playing, and we stuck to what was working, we would have been better off. And we looked a lot different once Coyle was moved off that top line and Bergeron was put back in, and our team got instantly slower. You know, it's a tough situation, and I know he was forced last year to play one goalie from upstairs. And once you can't do what you want to do, that's where you see the scrambling and doing all the other crazy stuff that he was doing with Lions to try to fix the other fix what was happening when he couldn't do the one thing he wanted to do, which was what was working. We had an elite setup with two goalies rotating 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. I don't know if the single goalie thing is antiquated or what, mm-hmm. but it's been working for us to rotate. And why are we going to deviate from what's been working?
Let me have, as Razor,
I'm not the hockey guy.
I like Phil.
Let me have men's league hero Jermaine mm-hmm. Wiggins weigh in on this.
Well, if he was forced to do it last year from upstairs, what would make them change? You're up 3-1 in the series going with one goalie. The only reason why you ended up losing that series is because you didn't take the goalie out that was hurt. If Linus never gets hurt, do you think they pull him?
They should have.
No, if he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, I still think they should have rotated.
But you're up 3-1 in the series.
She wanted to rotate the whole entire, but why would she want to go into the first round of the playoffs and mm-hmm. throughout the playoffs the same way they did in the regular season.
Yep. Right. And I want them to do it again this season.
And she wants to do it again starting this weekend. Yep. Or
right, but if they didn't want to do that last year.
And I think that he knows he made a mistake, so I think Montgomery's going to look at this postseason much different than he looked at last
postseason. But the organization doesn't view it as a mistake. They tried to trade Linus at the deadline.
And how is it a mistake when it worked for you?
It didn't work for them.
You were up 3-1 in the series with one goalie.
Yeah, and we all agree that we think that he should have pulled Linus sooner than he did.
Why should he have pulled Linus?
If you want to say that it was because of injury, that's fine. I think they should have pulled him earlier because I think they should have done the rotation the entire time.
But if you're up 3-1 in the
I understand that.
So then that works.
Well, it might not have worked.
But what she's saying is it didn't work.
It didn't work until he got hurt.
Okay, but so neither of them are hurt now.
Right. So how are you not, like, understand if the guy
I don't know how you aren't understanding, where it's like if you go into it knowing that it's going to be a rotation, it won't matter if they're up 3-1 or not. That will just be the rotation. Whether they're winning or losing, you're going to rotate guys.
Right, but what I'm looking at is you're up 3-1 in the series last year going with one guy.
Correct.
The biggest issue that you had is the guy you went with who got you up 3-1, he gets hurt. So then you should say, okay, at this point in time, we now got to put the healthy guy in there.
May I pause for a moment?
Sure can.
We will come back to the Bruins. But it is a two for Tuesday.
What is it?
It's a two for Tuesday. Two for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
All right, caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, wins a pair of tickets to see the Sox and Cleveland on tomorrow. I think that's tomorrow night. Is the 17th tomorrow night? Yes. So tomorrow night at Fenway, if you're caller number 9, then you are there with whoever you choose to bring as your guest. I will mention that it's not only a two for Tuesday, it's also a timeout Tuesday, thanks to Timeout Market Boston. And today we are enjoying food from Inchu, which if you have hashtag bowl goals, Courtney,
mm-hmm.
then look no further than Inchu and their menu of Asian-inspired mashups. What started as a pandemic passion project, Inchu has quickly evolved from a ghost kitchen to a pop-up to the permanent stall that you will find at Time Out Market with fresh ingredients and flavors typical of Far East cuisines. Inchu will send your taste buds traveling to Vietnam, Korea, Thailand, and Japan. And have you tried this morning?
I haven't had a bite yet. I'm excited for it, though. There's nothing better than a good bowl.
Yeah. Okay, good. So thanks to Time Out Market Boston for their support of this show. This is Mark in Medford. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, people.
What's up?
So I say, as far as the goalie rotation goes, go with what got you there. It's not going to hurt. And to be honest with you, I think it's a slight advantage for the Bruins. I'll tell you why. Because now your opponent is not going to get to see your goalie every night and figure out his bad habits and his bad tendencies. You've got a different goalie in there every night, and I think it's to the advantage of the Bruins.
Okay.
Cassidy's not very bright when it comes to knowing that. Because he was trying to trade him.
You mean Sweeney?
Sweeney. I'm sorry. Okay. Sweeney was. I'm sorry.
No,
about
it
that.
Was all that. That was the only, essentially, the only player that he really could get value for when it came to a trade.
But
I mean,
but they were
but
going.
But if it truly is invaluable, why your would playoff you... run, why would you do it?
Yeah.
I don't know that the goalie is invaluable. I think the rotation has worked for them.
So why were they trying to trade one of those guys that worked for them?
Because they were probably trying to address the offensive issues that are clearly rearing their head right now?
They're looking at it and saying, we need a goal scorer. You know, and maybe they were also shy. I'm looking at, like, we need – the other option is an additional defenseman. And so let's see what we can get because we have the luxury of the two goaltenders. It's not ideal for us to trade one of them because we like the rotation. But if we if that's the only thing we can do to add, then that's what we're going to have to do. I think that's what Don Sweeney was looking at.
So the importance of the rotating goalies is lower on the list of what's important. Because if they were trying to get more scoring, then that's more important than having two goalies. Because if they felt the two goalies was the most important thing, they wouldn't be trying to unload.
Sure, Wiggy, that may be true, but they weren't able to get a deal done. So now entering the playoffs.
What was the deal with L.A.? Like, if he would have agreed to that deal, they most likely would have traded Linus Allmark.
Correct.
So tells you what they want.
Well, don't they would have gotten a ton of money off the books, correct?
$5 million or
wouldn't
whatever.
That be... good for them. Right. So I don't think it's necessarily that they don't feel like platooning the goalies, doing a goalie rotation isn't useful for them. I think having that money at that point of the season was important.
And because they didn't make the trade, they don't have the offense that they necessarily wanted at the deadline. You're right in that they probably valued offense more than having two goalies, but they don't have that now. So at this point, you have to go with what your strongest asset is, which is your goalies. They are your strongest assets.
There are some texters on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Who say they feel like Monty has this team overachieving.
Yep, that's great. Let's get those texters. If they lose in round one in six games, we'll see them and what they say. And I'm serious. It's all well and good until they actually lose. And the other thing, just, Shime, you're a hockey guy. Will McAvoy play more minutes in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Why? They've had a really good regular season. Why change it?
Because he's the best defenseman.
Right, but you've won in the regular season one way. Why will you change the minutes of your top defenseman?
Because in the playoffs you shorten your bench, Curtis.
Why?
Because you want him on the ice more.
You shorten your bench. That's an interesting theory.
Yes, because he's the better player. Both goalies are equally as good. Their stats are nearly identical, Curtis, so your point is moot.
It is not.
Moot, sorry.
What about...
So did they overachieve last year?
LB used to do that all the time. Yeah, still love it.
I fixed myself immediately.
It was good.
It's bad job.
It's mute and it's mute.
Right.
Mute. I mean, the argument, Texter says the argument is that if they kept the rotation going, then Allmark most likely would not have gotten hurt last year during the playoffs.
Great point.
So you can't play. You can't play five games.
Also, Swayman wouldn't have been ice cold coming into a game seven.
Right.
Well, what don't you have to ride a hot goalie?
Wiggy hates a lot.
No. Don't you have to ride a hot goalie?
Well,
you know what they say?
You're riding.
So how does anybody ever get hot if he's going from game to game?
Listen, would you rather ride one hot goalie or ride two hot goaltenders?
I would rather. You know what? I'd rather ride one hot goalie because you can't have two hot goalies because no one can ever get hot if they're only playing one game at a time.
I mean, they've been pretty hot all year, Wiggy.
I do
not play one at a time.
Playoffs is completely different, and we know that from talking to Milbury. So, did they overachieve last year?
I spent a lot of time hanging out yesterday with Mrs. Wiggins. Mrs. Wiggins sees one hot goaltender.
Yep.
Is she only interested in one hot goaltender, and then a second one appears? She's not interested in the other one?
Yeah, well, not unless if you got the Vezina winner, why would you want somebody that can't keep up?
I mean,
and did they overachieve last year?
No, they underachieved last year.
In the regular season?
Well, I mean,
I thought the regular season didn't matter.
Like, they underachieved. They should have gone
five. I'm saying as a team.
Yeah, I think they underachieved.
By winning the President's Cup, yes.
So, President's Trophy, yes,
they did.
Okay, so then if you believe that, then you could say that they overachieved this year. Because if you looked at last year and going, they had a team that was good, but that was an overachieving team, and all you lost was Krejci, Bergeron, and Bertuzzi,
that's significant.
Well, we had the one caller said that Zacha and Coyle have given you better production than Krejci and...
Well, yeah, they've taken a step forward.
Right. So you can't say that this team is overachieving. This team is a very good hockey team. And if they get bounced in the first round, you can't go, well, nobody expected that because they're overachieving.
At the beginning of the season, before the first game was even played, I said to you, I said, this team is probably going to be frisky, but they're not going to be anything great. And instead, they were competing for a President's Trophy. So, yes, they have overachieved to this point.
And to be fair, Greg was frisky at Capitol Grill yesterday.
So was Wiggy with those lamb lollipops.
Was Mrs. Wiggins with the captain, Jason Farrington.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I keep an eye on her.
He's a World Series winner.
I would keep an eye on her if I were you.
Greg, Wiggy was one more conversation away from turning into A-Rod and going into Veritech phase.
Hey, no. That baseball money's good. I'll take my...
She couldn't keep her hands off him.
What's it called?
And his wife was there.
I'll take my alimony. Is that what it is, right?
Yes, that's what
it is. Well, guess what? Veritech got to pay up.
So, I don't think he has to pay. I think it would be the breadwinner, Mrs. Wiggins, who would pay you.
He has that Boris money.
Oh, you're about to get a sugar mama, too, because she was talking about her TikTok. She's blowing up on TikTok.
No, really? I don't mind.
She's going to rake in that cash.
I don't mind being the Stedman to her Oprah.
Yep.
All right, anyway, we got to take a break. Bruins will wrap up the regular season tonight. And then we'll have lots to talk about when it comes to who is your starting goaltender in game one of round one. What else do I need to mention to you? Roadshow, first roadshow of the roadshow season, 1 week from Friday. So we will be in Vermont for the first time at the Stone Church in Brattleboro. Can't wait to see all of you a week from Friday for roadshow one. Yes.
And Greg, just a quick note. We might want to get to it because you mentioned it earlier in the show. I have already offended the most powerful person in Massachusetts.
Oh, yes. I'll get to the text message from the governor coming up in just a little bit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chime, it kicks in later.
Does it? Sorry.
Cold Little Heart kicks in. You got to get there, though. That's the problem.
It's the second one this morning.
What? Second?
This is like what I would imagine Little Fires Everywhere or Pretty Little Liars show opening
would
be. I
think that's where I first heard that song on one of those shows. What's the documentary that you and Curtis are all hopped up on?
Ooh, What Jennifer Did. It's the same people that did, the same people that produced American Nightmare. Remember that Netflix documentary about the home invasion in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Girlfriend
that
goes
was a
missing.
Great one. Yes.
Very, very good.
Yes.
Same people that produced that did this one, based in Canada, a home invasion at night, and there is a shooting. The daughter calls 911. That's all I'll say.
Worth watching?
Huh? Yeah, very,
very good.
Okay.
Not as good as Breaking Bad.
How you doing on that?
I'm loving it. I'm deep into season two. Phenomenal show. I'm an idiot. You're right.
Ooh, okay.
I'm waiting for...
Keep that tape, Shime.
I'm waiting for Heisenberg to go all gangster.
Well, you'll get there.
I'm in season three.
Okay.
So
you also feel like you were wrong for discounting the value of Breaking Bad when it comes to all-time great television.
I think I was wrong in that maybe I didn't
You didn't give it a good enough chance.
Well, no, I never even gave it a chance.
Oh, okay.
So when people were talking about it, so. Yeah.
See, Curtis on second watch is loving it. So
yeah, I liked it from first watch from Jump Street.
Yeah. This is Andy from Hudson. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Greg. How are you, brother?
What's up?
Nothing. Just on the Bruins, some four quick points, and I'll listen to what you say.
Yeah.
As far as Cassidy goes, he rode that first line, the perfection line, into the ground from October. He never played his fourth line, and he only had one power play unit. Last night, Jeremy Swayman played on his head.
Yep.
Hampus Lindholm, I gave him a pass at the beginning of the year because he got back to be able to be at training camp with a broken foot, but it takes you some time. He made a play last night that led to a 3-on-1. He's constantly making mistakes. I thought when he went back with McAvoy, he'd be okay, but he definitely is not good.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think, Courtney brought up Swayman. I think he, stood on his head. He played great last night. I think he's got to be the guy in game one because I think he's your future. So I think you give him a chance in game one. If you're Jim Montgomery and you're going into the round one with the expectation that you're gonna platoon the guys, then you at least give Jeremy Swayman game one. But
just because he's going to be the future, I don't know. And I get called dumb all the time. This might be a dumb take. I don't care who our future is going to be. I just care who's going to win us games right now. Like, it does not matter to me that if Swayman's on his way out Linus is on his way out and Swayman will be the future. If Linus is the right guy to be named the starter, even if they're doing a rotation, I want to go with him.
Yeah, but you can't. See, that's the thing about the goalie rotation. You never can go with one guy. Because
we said if they rotated it, they had a conversation beforehand, and you go, all right, then Linus is going to do games 1-2.
We know they're going game one, Swayman, based on what Montgomery said. Game two, Linus. Game three, Swayman. Game four, Linus.
And that's what Razor said to me after he was by the other day. He said, you can't do that. The goalies can't
do
that.
So then why
playoffs.
Is Montgomery saying that they are going to do that?
Because I don't know why. I'm just telling you what Andrew Raycroft, who would know better than anybody.
Well, I think Montgomery would know better than Andrew Raycroft right now.
Was he ever a playoff goalie?
No, but he's
But you
coach.
Said, Courtney, you want the one goalie. How can you ever know who the one goalie is if you're
going? I don't care to know about a one goalie, but you guys keep telling me that there needs to be one.
It's and all just like, been what's been done forever.
Why are you yelling? Like, I'm not, relax.
I'm very relaxed.
No, you really aren't. You get so... I understand. You don't think that it... No, it's never been done before. It's never been done before.
Who needs to relax? Who's doing the voice?
That's what you sound like when you say it over and over again.
But is there a better way... I would argue that relax is the best word to slow somebody down and stop them right in their tracks.
Okay. Like, I would say it's the complete opposite.
Yeah. What?
I would say it is the complete opposite. If someone tells
me
to relax...
You say the person never relax when you say relax?
No, if someone tells me to relax, I immediately hit the gas.
It's literally never worked.
Well, I was just saying, I don't know why we're running hot about this. My opinion is that why don't we just keep doing something that's been working for this team? I think these two guys are different. I said it last season. I'll say it again. That's it.
Yeah. Well, no, I get what your point is, but you initially said you don't care who the goalie is. You just want to go with the guy that's going to win us
games. And let me just say, Bruins fan in the Twitch, Courtney regurgitating something she Googled, now getting offended by people in the know. I'm so sorry, Bruins fan. How is anybody sitting here right now more in the know than me?
Great point.
And take Andrew Razor Raycroft out of it, but Montgomery said it. He said that that's what they were going to do, and that was my take last season, and they didn't do it, and that's why the downfall. Like, I just don't understand. I don't understand. Why isn't this person saying Scheim regurgitating something that he Googled? Why aren't you saying...
Well, I mean, there was no way that lead that he had this morning was regurgitated off of a Google.
Ugh.
I mean...
I just look at...
Shout out to Stephen A. Smith.
See, my issue is I just look at the going from a goalie. And people say, well, they did in the regular season. But in the regular season, the pressure isn't as significant as it is in the playoffs. So I just don't see how you can go from one guy every single game. Like, I just don't figure out how you do that and expect that to ultimately work for you.
Has it worked in the regular season?
But the regular season is different, though. Back-to-back
seasons.
But it's different in the regular season. The playoffs, how many times do we sit here and we talk to Milbury or we talk to any other, you know, person in sports and they talk about the difference in the playoffs? It's completely different.
Curtis, what did Razors, what did he go on to say about it?
We just spoke right where I'm seated, and he was right in front of me, and I was talking to him about it, and he was saying that if you're the goalie in game one, you need to know you're the goalie in game two. That you, the way that you enter the series with the mindset, because in the back of your mind, you're like, if I let in one here, you're adding stress to a situation that's already fully full of stress.
Now, is it different if you possess the mind of a goldfish?
It's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
I mean... I think Linus Olmark was born to be a goalie here. It takes the kind of kooks like Tim Thomas and Tuukka that are unique individuals that ignore the noise. But I don't know. That's why I said I don't know. I've never played hockey. Andrew Raycroft was a goalie in the NHL. He was a tweener goalie. He was never the guy. Mm-hmm. And he talked about how what goes into the mental component of a playoff series when you know you're the guy and when you know you're not.
And what would you do, Greg, if you were the coach? Swayman wins game one. Linus wins game two. Swayman wins game three. What are you doing for game four?
I would stick with the rotation because clearly working. If they're 3-0.
No, they'd be 2-1.
No, you didn't say
that. I said
that,
Swayman wins one.
You said I
made a mistake. I'm sorry. That's the problem with this whole goalie rotation. It's
very confusing for you.
Swayman wins one, Linus loses two.
It's like yesterday at Capitol Grill when they brought out the plate of the lamb lollipops. Yeah. I was like, there were 12 of them there. Turn around, and somehow 11 of them disappeared.
Greg, right. What happened if...
My guy has lamb juice all over his
face. No. So
what happens if you eat a lamb lollipop, you eat a crab slider, but then you eat another lamb lollipop? Do you go back for a crab slider?
I meant to say if Swayman wins one, Linus loses two, Swayman wins three.
Then I think you have to stick with Swayman. You have to because he's your hot goaltender.
Can we get Matt Frazier in here? Because I feel like he will have the answers.
Yeah.
It's just like the fact that we have to go through this ice cream headache and Montgomery's not even telling us what they're going to do. I'd like to do this.
All right, it's a 2 for Tuesday. That means you can win Red Sox tickets all day long on this very radio station. I will give the next pair away coming up at 9:30.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.